See? Now it's working.
Now it's working.
Now, I keep telling them there's something wrong with this thing, but nobody's listening to me.
I would like to call to order the Town of Montville Park and Recreation Commission regular meeting at 6:35. Can we do the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, John. It's great to see you.
Good.
Yourself?
Good.
Good. Where's the love?
Oh, there isn't any.
Commissioner Chase?
Present.
Commissioner Plikas?
Present.
Commissioner Schober?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Present.
Commissioner, wait a minute, Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Bauer?
Present.
Is that it?
Okay, alterations to the agenda?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is. See, I told you I was missing somebody.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Okay.
No love for
remarks
Glory.
From the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. To consider and act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of June 17th, 2026. I don't think they were posted, so we're going to have to table that agenda item. Okay.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, Pete. I went on the website. They're not there.
I didn't see them. Not on the website. I didn't see them. Like, usually we get them.
Yeah. So let's move into the Recreation Director's Report for July.
So we meet on a regular basis, in fact, Mondays, about the bathrooms construction going on at Fair Oaks as a group, and things are going well. We're on schedule to be finished and turned back over to the town on August 3rd, so that's going well. There doesn't seem to be any interruption in any of the programs or rentals that we've had. So that seems to be just the way we want it. Summer camp is now occurring at Murphy School after the first 2 weeks at Camp Oakdale. It got kind of funky when it rained up there, but we survived. And our first concert was last week. We have one tomorrow, which with the weather as it is today, with the smoke, there's a high advisory from the state about being outside. So we'll make a call probably at noon tomorrow whether or not we are able to hold it. Most of the concerts that were being held tonight were canceled. Rock the Docks was canceled and a few other places. So they're not helping. We do have an extra day scheduled for August, so that would move tomorrow's to that date. The pickleball tennis courts are out to bid this week, and the opening will be August 12th.
They were posted Monday.
Yep.
In the paper.
Yep. I haven't heard if they have received any, but obviously it's not opening until the 12th, so there's plenty of time.
I don't want to cut your. I did print out, if anybody wants to look at them, I did print out just a set of the plans if anybody wants to just take a peek at them.
Yep. And speaking of plans, I got delivered this afternoon the plans for the large pavilion where they are doing the kind of detention pond and then piping it underneath the road. across the street and towards the woods. Haven't even had a chance to look at it, but it's I know already that he was going to make some slight changes to it. Rocky and I kind of looked at the fact that there's still no designated parking.
So
and we talked about using our robot to paint lines, whether it's in the grass or the dirt, doesn't really matter. It'll go over anything. And using the basic outline of where permanent parking would eventually be, and kind of mapping that out, that might be something we can look forward to for not only the farmers market but the concerts. And I know people are still going to drive all the way up to the grills or on both sides because that's what they like to do because people are lazy. But I started, at least for the concerts, putting up cones so that they would not drive up there other than the bands. And that seems to have helped so far.
Let me just, again, I looked at them just quickly. These will be available to look at in detail once the bid package gets put together. This has a fairly small paved area shown just at the entrance area up to a couple paved handicap parking spots and then some paving of some sort up to the bathrooms.
Yes.
With a screening in front of the bathrooms. Doing some planters in front of the pavilion instead of the boulders. Getting rid of the blacktop on the right-hand side, making an area, leveling out an area for some...
Cornhole,
right. And as far as the rest of, again, it looks good. I know we have seen plans where the whole thing was paved. And I think we just got to figure out a way that we can have some designated parking, whether it's stone or whatever. We got to figure that out. I totally get that they don't want the whole thing paved. And so this is theoretically a phase one anyway.
Yep, exactly.
To take care of the drainage issues. I think this will accomplish quite a bit, and then we can look at it and see where we want to go from there.
Rocky, picking up on Peter's comments about people driving where they want to go and up to the barbecue areas and so forth, you know, and also your explanation about the replacement of those boulders with planters and so forth, that was something that I had advocated, I think, you know, initially. I think that, you know, boulders as landscaping or, you know, kind of a quick and dirty thing. But that being said, would temporary placement of boulders or planting of a few trees perhaps, you know, just some low-cost steps as an add-on to what's going to take place here be a way of, you know, effectively keeping people from driving into that barbecue area or wherever else we want to keep people from going?
I think as part of phase two, having some sort of, I mean, I've seen telephone poles used as an outline of a
It wouldn't be the worst thing just to, you know,
but again,
start to train against the use of doing that.
This is a phase one. I think that's something we definitely can try to address on phase two. So,
well, certainly both sides of the pavilion are used quite extensively by the farmers market, so there has to be access at some point,
or some sort of access,
right?
Which we can figure a way to give them.
I mean, I don't think anything permanent like boulders; they'd be difficult to move on a Tuesday, so that Kate could get the farmers market.
Telephone pole isn't necessarily the worst idea in the world.
Well, no, but they're hard to move if you're by yourself.
Well,
again,
that's the point. But that's the point.
Other ways to get there,
right? So.
But or even, you know, not to keep, as I said a moment ago, and not to keep banging on this, but if that's where we think that as part of future phases some trees ought to be planted or something, you know, maybe spend a little bit of money now doing that and start to establish that barrier. It doesn't have to necessarily be part of a particular phase, but, you know, just sort of a low-cost thing at some point to make some of those kind of improvements.
The main parking lot for Camp Oakdale that we have funding for, CLA is preparing the applications to the wetlands and planning and zoning. They're targeting a winter bid with construction happening mid-June to the third week of July next year when there's much less activity going on at the Camp Oakdale, obviously starting the last week of July until the middle of June. There are hundreds of cars there every day, so it'd be difficult to do it. But mid-June till the third week of July is the sweet spot. We can even close down it partially and have it done a little bit at a time, but that's the sweet spot for us. And then the fireworks, the makeup date is August 4th at about 9 o'clock, and it'll be done in conjunction with a national night out from the police department. So that's the good and the bad of what's going on right
now.
Any
questions or comments on the Recreation Director's report? All right, reports from finance. So basically, this is the new budget, right, Pete? Funding.
It was supposed to be, but it's looking like it's more year end.
I don't
know.
Is it year end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's only, if it's only July and there's only $2,700 left for the director's salary, that's going to be a problem. I'm done. I work cheap. Yeah, obviously the first month of the year, there's really no concerns. So there wasn't any major purchases done at this point anyway. Those will come much later. We obviously, the big one during the month of July is payroll for the summer camp. Each of those folks are working 40 hours a week, so they have 3, 4, 5 weeks of pay coming out of July and 1 week of August, and then they get 2 weeks in June of.
So the new fiscal year starts July 1st?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so this is
year end.
Year, basically, so the $38,000 for your part time at Camp Oakdale, that won't get expended this year?
Correct. That was up till June.
So you basically have 45 left over from?
Yes.
Really?
Well, we had a spending freeze. So, I mean, that was going to be a big number anyway, but we cut that back with the spending. Normally, they would spend about 35 hours of training. We only did about 25. So that number would have been less. But all the other numbers were, we didn't spend that kind of stuff. The
and
transportation.
Somebody else will balance this all out, and then
yeah, they always do that themselves.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know we used to have to do it.
Yeah, I know. The last couple have been wanting to do it themselves, which is one less thing we have to do.
Okay. Any questions on the report? And the fund. Fund 079 balance is still $68,000. I don't know. Do you know if the $10,000 for the electrical work has come out of that?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. I would assume they've paid that already, but since it was done quite some time ago. Because it was, we were up near 80 prior to that. I'll double check with Patrick.
Yeah, it's a little odd because last month there was $58,000 and this year $10,000 went into it. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, again, you get almost, you had $6,000 plus for the carnival is in there too.
Yeah.
And then the summer camp, not summer camp, but dance and gymnastics also went in there. And those will be paid out in July of this, sometime this month.
For whatever reason, I have a feeling that $10,000 is not out of here yet. But anyway, please check.
Yeah, I don't think it has, but I'll double check with Patrick.
Okay. Any questions on the finance report? All right. August newsletter.
This is really in draft form because we don't have a lot of the information from our regular programs, dance, gymnastics, karate, yoga, on when they're going to start. I have a pretty good idea when they will, but I don't have their official days and times just yet. And as soon as I do, I should get that in the next week or so. And then we can make the adjustments in this before it goes out. Obviously, the highlight is on the front page with the fireworks happening. The school is good to go. There is a soccer clinic going on the turf field until 7:30 that night, but we're not shooting off until 9. And the fire department, as always, will be on the field with their portable water backpacks to put out any sparks that may blow that way. So they were pretty happy with that. I do have their National Night Out logo in there as well. And then, of course, depending on what happens tomorrow with the concert, we may add branded as the August 13th date in case we get canceled. So that'll be in there too. So yeah, definitely a rough draft.
Peter, are you going to put something about the race in here?
Yes, I will.
Great.
Okay. So it's kind of hard to comment it because you comment on it because you said
there's
it's
a lot
not
of
quite
unknowns
ready.
Right now. It's unusual, but because it's
okay,
everything's just going to be starting up.
Unfinished business, pickleball parking improvements. We talked about that. They're out for bid. If you wanted to look at the plans, they're out there. The large pavilion phase one parking improvements are close. Again, if the plans are there, if anybody wants to look at them, I gave you a kind of a high level overview. Thanks. The pickleball camera project, Pete, you have any update on that? I don't know what's taken so long to put up a camera. I really don't. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't, obviously, our IT guy is no longer here, but at the last I knew, they were trying to purchase the pole and get the electrical from where the pole is going to go on the corner to the building.
That's been the status for the last 3 months.
That's been where it's been for a while now.
Kate, did you ask?
I did, and I'm trying to find it. There's a technical issue, and of course I can't remember off the top of my head what it is. It has to do with, I believe, something with the wiring and the internet.
Water's running somewhere already.
I know we did talk about it at our meeting, and now of course I can't find it. But it does have to do with the wiring for the internet to get the camera.
Oh, get rid of that.
For the camera to actually function. It is being worked on, though. It is being worked on.
Okay.
We're doing that there.
Pete, if you talk to John, see if we can get...
Yeah, he's on vacation this week, but yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah. Okay. All right, the pickleball privacy screen I don't think is up yet.
It is not. I drove by last
month. Nope, it arrives the 24th of this month.
Of last month?
This month. It comes in the mail. Being shipped.
I thought you said it arrived. It is arriving.
Arriving.
Okay.
Yep, 24th. Right. Yep.
Do you anticipate it taking a half a year or so to put it up, or do you think they'll get it up pretty
quickly? That's going to go up pretty quickly.
Okay.
So that's all at this point.
And it'll be straight.
The Camp Oakdale parking improvements we kind of talked about. They're working on those plans.
Sidewalk here.
Carnival committee, we had a quick meeting. Or had a meeting. I don't want to characterize it. Carnival made about $6,000, which was very good. I think it was our best carnival to date.
Wetlands.
We had a few hiccups. We basically
probably 50-foot Montville.
Got told after kind of after the fact that we weren't leaving enough room between the 50-foot
regulated area.
And anyway, we worked around that. Still fit everybody in. But next year we'll cut back a little bit on the number of vendors we allow in. And but all in all, it was successful. We probably aren't going to make a whole lot of changes. One of the other big things we did is we brought we moved a lot of the picnic tables into the center of where the food trucks were, which was a tremendous idea. Deb and I hauled them over there from the other side of the carnival, and we'll have to work and make sure we can even get some more up there.
Yep.
I don't know how many were left up at Camp Oakdale that maybe could have been moved.
Well, we had rentals Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so there wasn't a whole on the large and the small pavilion. So that took up.
No, I meant I know you have. We had some up at the field area where the field.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, we did take two from there. The others, so of course, are screwed down, so they don't get stolen. But we did use four or five portable ones.
And we may want to buy some more.
We took the one from the beach and brought it up as well. So.
Yeah. Okay.
We make it a park.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many did we have?
We had
six, maybe?
Five or six.
Yeah, I think it was six.
We used to have 10 or 12.
There's one
probably
that was in.
One we did not move.
Sorry.
There's one in the carnival area that we couldn't move.
Hit it with the plants.
Right. But anyway, that worked out good. Carnival was a big success. And then community center discussions. I just have this on here so we can talk about it once. I think we're kind of waiting for the this new building committee to get going and see what goes on with that. But I wanted to get this back on the agenda. So that again. New business. I don't have any new business. Communication. I don't have any communications. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from town council liaison.
Nice meeting, Rocky. I just want to mention that there was some damage done at the large pavilion over by the grills. It looks like somebody who rented poured some hot oil onto the grass, and I've sent that to Peter, and I didn't know John was on vacation when I sent it to him, and I sent it to Rocky, and I want to say that that happened Sunday night 2 weeks ago, but I can't be sure, so... Don't pour hot oil into the grass. I think that we all think that's common sense, but I guess it was not.
Yeah, we've identified the individuals, and their deposit's not going to be returned, and kind of flagged them in our system so that if they try again, that'll flag them as a user that is not so friendly.
May I ask, are they aware that, you know, we said, hey, you damaged this, or just not giving them back to the deposit, not saying anything?
Well, no, if they would answer their phone, yes, but...
So you've been trying to reach
out. You can't even leave a message there. It's one of those...
Yeah. All right, you've tried to reach out to them.
Yep. Okay. And they're frequent renters, so it's not like they're not going to call back at some point and need the facility again, and that's when that discussion will happen.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Okay. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Chase.
Oh, only that I apologize for being a couple of minutes late, but I hope the ability to have a quorum made up for that.
We weren't quite ready anyway. You were right on time. Appreciate you coming.
Good to be here.
I want to
there. This one up there.
All right, Commissioner John.
I have nothing.
Also, thank you for Pete for acting so quickly on those hornets at the pickleball court. There was some hornets at the pickleball court in the piping. My friend got stung. And she told me, so I emailed him, and it was done that day, so that was great.
Okay. Nothing here.
All set?
All right, I'm all set, too. We have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
A second?
Second.
All right.
Thank you, Gloria.
At 0700. That's a world record.
Damn. Pretty
good. Thank you, Gloria.
I just want you to know how appreciative I am.
The royal wage. No.
Too much? I'll work on that for the next meeting.
She's trying to say the motorcade was too long.
I'll work on it for the next meeting. Gloria has spoken. I love you.